So maybe you can talk a little bit about the paper by Dang et al. And the JCO looking at dose dense.
Yeah, so this was a phase two feasibility trial of the administration of a dose dense Q14-day regimen of doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide for four cycles, followed by paclitaxel every 14 days for four cycles, all supported by growth factor, by Neulasta or Neupogen, where trastuzumab was initiated concurrently with paclitaxel and continued for a year. And in a sense, what this trial did was it drew upon, obviously, prior experiences adding trastuzumab to an anthracycline taxane backbone, the B31 experience, with basically the same doses and number of cycles, but simply on an every three-week schedule, the NCCTG trial with weekly paclitaxel, and certainly it derived strongly from the CLGB 9741 trial showing the advantages for dose-dense administration of these cytotoxics compared to Q3. So we felt this was a logical step to prove to ourselves at Memorial and to prove to our colleagues that this dose-dense framework would be a reasonable one on which to hang trastuzumab. And in a trial designed specifically to treat 70 patients to gain a reasonable amount of power to show the safety, indeed we saw 1 out of 70 patients experience congestive heart failure, a small number of patients who had reversible transient declines in left ventricular function. So I do think that this indeed represents one of several reasonable ways that one could consider integrating Herceptin in the adjuvant setting.
What were your thoughts about the editorial? And then there was a kind of a series of back and forth letters about this.
Yeah, Hal Burstein and Erica Mayer wrote, I think, a typically Boston conservative position, and that was expected, in that this is a feasibility trial, and we recognize it is, and we're not telling the world that this should replace the mode of administration for these agents that has been studied in large randomized phase three trials. Nevertheless, the more things stay the same, the more they change, and that is, we've defined what we think is to be a more optimal mode of administration of these chemotherapeutic agents, that is in a dose-dense fashion compared to every 3 weeks. So building on the lessons that we've learned with trastuzumab, I think this pilot trial establishes an adequate amount of safety data to drive its use in clinical practice. One of the points that Erica and Hal made reflected the difference in age of our patients. The median age was 49, which really isn't very different than in larger trials. We required patients to have an ejection fraction of 55% or greater. Some of the other larger trials required 50%. So I think one might consider that as a factor if you're going to choose to use this kind of regimen.